Code from hardtofindcode.com. Article 220. Load calculations. The math that determines whether your service size passes plan check. Let's get into where people actually get it wrong.
Load calcs are the part of the exam I'm most scared of. There seem to be like 5 different methods, and I never know which one applies.
In the field for dwelling units, you're almost always using the standard method or the optional method from parts 3 and 4 of Article 220. Standard method is more conservative. Use it when the optional method's conditions aren't met.
The number one plan check mistake is demand factors applied incorrectly. After the first 3,000 volt amperes of general lighting load, you apply a demand factor from table 220.42. You're not just adding up every appliance at full nameplate value and calling it a service size.
So you don't treat it like worst case everything on at once?
No, and that's the rookie mistake. Code assumes diversity. Ranges have their own demand table. Dryers go in at 5,000 watts or nameplate under section 220.54. General lighting and receptacle loads get demand factors under table 220.42. One 2023 change, the neutral demand reduction for ranges and dryers got clarified. The word or became and, which lets you apply the 70% demand factor more broadly to the neutral conductor, which directly affects wire size.
The most common red tag I write on load calcs is people forgetting required loads entirely. Small appliance branch circuits, the laundry circuit, and general lighting based on square footage from table 220.12. An unfinished basement still needs a load counted, even with nothing installed yet. Code plans for future use, not just what's plugged in today.
Always show your work on the calc sheet. If an inspector questions your service size, walk them through the math line by line. More at hardtofindcode.com.